with The Ethicist. I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one.
I'm a 36-year-old woman, but look closer to 30. In online dating, men my age often filter out women over 35. I'm considering posting a profile listing me as 34, so men will at least see my picture and profile, where I'd immediately clarify my actual age so as not to mislead anyone or waste anyone's time. Is it okay to slightly and briefly game the system to bypass an arbitrary filter? KB, New York.
If we reconstitute your question into its crystalline form, may I lie if the duration of my deceit is brief, then you don't look so good. But ethics demands a consideration of social context, and given yours, this lie is benign. Paradoxically, it is only by engaging in this evanescent deception that you have a chance to present a faithful self-portrait. Those doing online dating routinely screen by age, at least initially. JDate, for example, allows a quick search using only location and age as criteria. Your tactic lets you thwart this filter to present yourself to someone who, if he knew more about you, might want to meet. As long as you clarify your age in your profile, potential dates will almost immediately know your true age. The worst they can complain of is being slightly inconvenienced. Their compensation? A chance to consider someone they may well enjoy. This approach is imperfect and is inapt for nearly all other aspects of life, but in these particular circumstances, it is at worst a slight misdemeanor, not a felony. I draw a rough practical line where folks are actually dragged out of the house and down to the bar on false pretenses, and so I would not allow this tactic beyond what can be swiftly gleaned online. Men have been known to lie about their heights, thinking that if they have a chance to turn on the charm in person, their dates will overlook their being only 3 feet tall, and bald, and one jump ahead of the law. Perhaps. But the way to convey that is by writing a profile so charming it compensates for scant height, scant hair, and abundant years of waiting for parole. Letter number two.
I tutor students for the SAT, which includes writing an essay that draws from literature to illuminate a topic. A friend, a tutor in another state, told me he advises his students to fabricate a novel, complete with made-up plot if they can't think of actual examples. He argues that graders do not read these essays as literary criticism, but for grammar, syntax, logic, and cohesion, and that graders read too swiftly for titles and allusions to register. He says his strategy helps students succeed. I say it's wrong to fudge cultural literacy. Please settle this dispute. Melissa Feederson, Rochester, New York.
Both ethically and tactically, this is dreadful advice. A kid who cannot read or at least recall a novel is urged to, in effect, write one, and one that contains nuanced characters with complicated histories operating in a richly detailed cultural context. If I paid for tips on how to cheat on the SATs, I'd demand a refund. And cheating it is. To assert that War and Peas is an actual novel about Napoleon and vegetables is a fundamental lie. That the lie is tangential to some skills the test evaluates, grammar, syntax, does not sanitize it. It remains duplicitous, unlike, for example, simply guessing at an answer when a multiple choice test is scored so as to make it prudent for students to respond that way when they don't know an answer. Because the test assesses students' ability to draw inferences from their reading, what your Loosh colleague calls logic, he's advising them to concoct bogus evidence to support a thesis, rather than find actual supporting material in a work of literature. Pure mendacity. If, as he alleges, graders are insufficiently attentive to recognize fictitious fiction, Moby Duck, Huckleberry Finch, Gone with the Wine, that is not exculpatory. It's disheartening. That his strategy helps students succeed may be true. So might stapling a crisp $50 bill to the test forms, but effective and ethical need not be congruent. This week's questions were read by Danielle Gustafson, digital strategist. You can find her at daniellegustafson.com if you can spell it. You can send your questions to ethicist@nytimes.com, where our new textbooks are making history, like the Texas State Board of Education. Oh, sorry, that's making up history.